morning, and we dedicate our learning in memory of Katie Fischel of blessed memory.
I think Fred's going to want us to start at
40. Yeah, of course. 20 seconds. Yeah, 100%. Can't start early. Okay, good morning. May our learning be a merit, Lili Nishmas, Meira Chaya, Nechama Bracha, Lea Shalom, Bas David Mordechai. We are on Daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis in regards to the Mishnah. The Mishnah taught that when someone consecrates a field and we don't have Yovel. So if we don't have Yovel, we don't have a set value of 50 shekel for 50 years for a base court. Rather, we have to assess the value of the field. So we put it out to bid. And the highest bid is going to be the one who's going to get the field from Hekdesh, and that's what Hekdesh is going to get, the most money possible. Another law is that when there's a field that's holy, to deconsecrate it, to redeem it, the person who made it holy, he has to add a fifth to whatever it is that he's paying to redeem it. So if he wants to redeem it for 20, he ultimately has to pay 25. 20 is the price, and then there's another 25%, so that's a total of 25, out of which 5 out of 25 is a fifth. Okay, so then the Mishnah's had a chiddush. Amar Echad, right, if one person says the original owner wants to give 20 shekel, Amar Echad, Areyu Shali, Be'esim V'sheish. But the other bidder says, I'll give it for, it'll be mine for 26. I'd give 26 for it. So the Mishnah said, Imratza, Balam Litin Shloshim V'Echad V'dinar. If the owner wants to give 31 plus a dinar, then abalim kodem, the original owner gets it. V'imlav, but if not, then we say, okay, the one who's offering 26 is the one who gets it. Because we learned in the Mishnah that when the original owner offers 20 and someone else offers 21, the original owner gets it, he has to pay 26. If one person offered 22 and the original owner offered 20, the original owner gets it, but he has to pay 27, all the way up till 30. So now we're saying, but if the original owner is offering 20, somebody else is not offering 25, somebody else is offering 26, and we say, really, the guy who's offering 26 should win. But if the original owner is willing to give 31 and a dinar, then he would win. That's this, the Mishnah. Sorry, yeah, question.
No, we're using Chumash here.
Right.
When they're saying that the Chumash, let's call it, is 25.
It's really 25%.
Are we using Chumash?
Yeah, the word Chumash means it's a fifth of the total. After you made the addition, it's a fifth of that, which means that before you made the addition, it's 25% of what you were starting with.
So, Rabbi, this is if there is no Yovel yet.
If there's what?
When we
have no Yovel, yes. Yovel. All of this when we have no Yovel.
Okay,
so again, the two dots here on the bottom of Chavzayin and Beis. Right, so he said, if there's a bidding war and the original owner says 20 and somebody else says 20, we go to the original owner because 25 is more than 20. If the original owner says 20 and somebody else says 21, we'll also go to the original owner because 25 is going to be more than 21. And then we're going to turn around and say to the original owner, it's not enough to give 25, you need to actually give 26. We're going to keep doing this. Even if the original owner says 20 and someone else says 25, we'll also go to the original owner. So the Gemara had asked, why should you go to the original owner? If he says 20 and the other one said 25, they're both equal. The Gemara said, no, he's really saying 20 plus a pruta. So he's really offering a little bit more. That's why he has to go give 25 and a pruta. Then we say, okay, listen, but you know, five was the 25% of 20, but it's now it's not right. The 20 that you're offering is less than the 25 somebody else offered. You have to actually give 30. But if the original owner offers 20 and the other guy is offering 26, so then the Mishnah said, the temple treasurer says to him, listen, if you're willing to pay 31 and a dinar, it's yours. Otherwise, it goes to the other bidder. Okay, so Amar Echad Harei Shali Be'esim V'sheish. One guy said it's mine at 26, and the original owner is saying it's going to be mine at 20. So then we go to we give him an offer. We'll say, if you'll give 31 and a dinar, it could be yours. Otherwise, it's going to go to the guy who's offering 26. Asks the Gemara, Ratzu in, only if the original owners are willing to go high, right? Lo Ratzu. But if they don't want to do that, so then lo, then they don't have to do that, because Amri, he can say, Asagavim b'chariken, right? Somebody else is offering as much as me, right? He's actually offering a little bit more. He's offering 26, which is more than 25, because I'm offering 20, but then you add another 5, so I'm offering 25, he's offering 26, so that's why he can win. So Gemara says now, the dinar mayavidite, what's this extra dinar? Right, if the original owner is willing to pay the same thing as the bidder, right, because the bidder is offering 26, the original owner is willing to pay 26 plus 5, he's willing to pay 31, he should be winning. Why do we say if he's willing to pay 31 in a dinar? Amar Rav Sheshes, Rav Sheshes answered, Hachikam, this is what the Mishnah is saying. Imratzu ba'ilim me'ikara, litin cheshben amagiel echad u'shloshim dinar, if the original owner wanted at the beginning, when he gives his first bid, you wanted at the beginning to give 31 and a dinar. At that point, he wins. Hey, Chidan, what's the case? Tamor be'esim be'echad. The original owner is saying, I'm willing to give 21. So, a fifth of 21 is 5 shekel and a dinar. The other guy was offering 26. So then we say, Abaylim Kodman. Then the original owner takes precedence because 21, you add to 21, 5 and a dinar. That makes it 26 and a dinar. Plus, the other guy was offering 26 and he was offering 21. He was offering 21. So he's got to make up that difference. So he's really offering 31 and a dinar, which is more than the other one. Vimla. But if he wasn't offering 21, but he was offering 20, and the other guy comes in and says, I'm offering 26. Omer lo igaticha. Then we tell the other guy who's offering 26 that he won, because he's offering 26. And the original owner is offering 20. He's really offering 20 plus 5. He's really offering 25. Okay, the next Mishnah. So from here till the end of this parak, the Mishnah is going to talk about a new type of vow. The whole Masechet is called Arachin. Arachin means it's a vow using the word Arach. So you use the word Arach as a certain status, so a certain price. It's different than if a person says Damim Alai. The monies are what my obligation is. So in the end there of Parshas Bechukos, the Torah talks about a vow using the word cherem. Now the word cherem, I don't know, we use the word cherem as an excommunication. It's sort of like a total dedication of something, right? A guy is totally out of the community. He's in a cherem, right? So a cherem is another...
You mean cherem by it's called Yaakov and...
Right, that's right. When Yaakov and his sons go and defeat Shechem. Yosef. So Yaakov also made a cherem. That's true, but also Yaakov made a cherem not to use any of the stuff, right? Yosef's brothers made a cherem that no one should reveal what happened to Yosef, right? Oh, that's true. So the Torah says that there are two types of haramim. There's a cherem where a person says, my property or some aspect of my property, a field of mine, is cherem to the Kohanim. or you can say it's cherem to Berek Habayis. It's cherem for the temple trust, or it's cherem for the Kohanim. There's a big difference. Cherem to the Kohanim is one of the matnos kahuna. It's like truma. It's a gift given to the Kohen. It's like Reishis Hagez, the first shearings of wool. It's like Zerua L'chayayim V'keva, like the cheeks and the arm and the stomach of an animal. It's a gift given to the Kohen. There's no real Kedusha to it. And there is Cherem of Berek Habayis. It's a vow saying that it's Berek Habayis. So that's the next topic. The topic is this vow where someone happened to use the term Cherem. So how much can you give away in a Cherem? What can be given away? Who can give a Cherem? Who can't give a Cherem? That's the topics of this next Mishnayos. I wouldn't say the word chayim is matanah. The way I always understood chayim is sort of like a total dedication, right? It's totally, it's something all, what do they have the phrase nowadays? All in, right? A whole all in, right?
All in.
It's chayim. It's chayim to, some guy's angry at his, whatever's going on. He says, you know what, whatever I've got, this field, I'm not having anything to do with it. It's chayim to Hashem, or chayim to the Kohanim. It's like, I'm giving it all away, totally away.
Higher level than neder?
It's a type of neder. It's a neder using the word cherem.
Okay,
so we're on Daf Chav Ches Amud Aleph, very top here on today's Daf. Says the Mishnah, Machrim Adam Mitzono Umibekaro Umeavadav Umishivchosav Haknanim Umizde Achuzasa. A person can make a cherem that some of his sheep are given away, some of his cattle are given away, some of his Canaanite slaves, some of his Canaanite female slaves, or Mizde Achuzaso, some of his field, his ancestral field. However, V'im Hichrim es Kulam, but if somebody is saying that everything that he has is Cherem, Eina Muchramim, it doesn't become Cherem.
So some is not cherem.
No, the opposite. Some is cherem, but all of it is not cherem. If he says everything I own, right, all the fields I own, all the cattle I own is cherem, nothing took effect. But if he says that flock is cherem, that takes effect.
So it goes against the meaning of the word.
Sort of.
Yes.
Sort of. Divrei Rabbi Elazar, Divrei Rabbi Elazar.
Sorry, can declare cherem, let's say, all of his buildings?
No, only some of it, apparently.
No, but if he has also stocks and bones, and can he declare cherem a given category, like all of his slaves?
Sounds not. Sounds you can only give some of the category.
So it's not just his entire network, it's by category.
That's what it seems like.
Partial is not everything. All his wealth and all his,
we have to see what the categories are, right? It turns out that all animals is one category, all slaves is one category, but he can't give away the entire category of what the Torah mentioned. He can give away some of the category. Amr Belezer, Amr Belezer ben Azayah. Belezer ben Azayah said a lesson. The person's not allowed to give away all of his possessions to Ekdesh. Certainly a person's not allowed to give away all of his possessions to other things. A person shouldn't give away all of his possessions to what? Cryptocurrencies, right? All of his possessions to something. He shouldn't give away all of his possessions to something. Even Hashem says, you can't give me everything. You certainly can't give it away for something else. Okay. Says the Gemara Minani Mili, how do we know this law of Rabbi Eliezer that you can't be machrim everything? The verse says, Mikol Asher Lo, from all that he has. That tells you, Mikol Lo Kol Asher Lo, but not everything that he has. Then it goes on to say, May Adam, some of the people. That tells you, Lo Kol Adam, he can't give away all of his slaves, only some of his slaves. Mi behema, from the animal, local behema, not all the animals, mizde achuzaso, from the field of his ancestral heritage, the local ste achuzaso, he can't give away all of the fields that he inherited. Yachol yachrim v'imhechrim yimuchram. Maybe the Torah is saying he shouldn't do it, but if he does, it takes effect. The Torah therefore says, ach, however, if Reb Elazar, if Reb Elazar, on Reb Elazar ben Azari, Reb Elazar ben Azari taught us a lesson. A person's not allowed to give away all of his possessions to Hashem. Therefore, certainly a person has to be careful about his property. Can't give it all away to something which is not holy. Can't give it all away for something holy. Certainly can't give it away for something which is not holy. No one should give away all their money to a political party. For something, not everything.
Rabbi, so I give it to the shul and
not everything. Not everything.
But Rabbi, if he has no inheritance, what, you know, what?
I mean, if he doesn't have heirs, he doesn't have children. Yeah, that's okay. He can give it all away. Yes.
That's it. It cannot be on his money. If you're making this definition, Rabbi Elazar.
Only some of it, not all of it. Some of his de'achuza, not all of his de'achuza.
I'm saying, but he cannot own the money like Gavriel said, the stock. He cannot.
Can he give those things in Cherem?
That's what Rabbi Elazar is.
Maybe.
I don't know.
It sounds that way. Yeah.
Trying to clear.
Maybe saying it not all to one person. But if
True.
Chop it up and give it to different people.
That's right.
What if someone's like on their deathbed and they have no kids? Yeah. Are they allowed to give all their money to some?
Yeah. Things? Yeah.
I don't think that's the Gemara.
Utsricha. Now we need each of these terms: Behema, Adam, and Steachuza. Ikaz Rachmana Mikola Sherlo. If Hashem would have said from all that he has, Avamina called this Lo Lachim. He's not allowed to. He's not allowed to give away everything that he's got. With a cherem, avol min echad lichamei kule. But on a certain type, he could give a certain type of property fully away. Because of Rachmana, that's what Hashem says: Mei adam, only some of man, lo kol adam, not all the people that he might own. Because of Rachmana, mei adam. And if Hashem would have said mei adam from man, I would say dilo sagile below avoda, because Hashem wants him to have some people for himself. He needs slaves. He needs help. Avol sada sagile b'distorim. But in regards to a field, you could always become a sharecropper. Hashem could say, okay, you could give away all your fields. You want to work in agriculture, become a sharecropper. All right. So that's why Hashem says, only misada, only some of your fields can you give away. V'yashminan sada, if Hashem would have told us, only with a field also, you can only give away some away of it. Mishim dechayusa, would say, because that's what you need for your life. Aval adam, but slaves. Sagri b'shama ba'alma, that you should be able to give away everything, because you can always hire somebody. You don't need to have a slave. If Hashem would have said that when it comes to fields, you can only give away some. When it comes to slaves, you can only give away some. I would think these two, mishim dechayusa v'achayusa, because slaves is life, you need their help. Fields is life. You have to grow things from it. Avmatalim, but when it comes to movables, lichaminu kuli, you should be able to give the whole thing away. That's why tzricha. That's why Hashem have to say again that mikol asher lo, only some of what you've given away, from some of what you own, not all of that you own. So now, once we have these three sources, mikol asher lo, and then mei adam, and then misadeh. So now we have a question. Why does it say mi behema? Behema lamali. My answer is look at a time. That's needed for the following price. Yachol yachem adam no bito avdo v'shivchaso evriyim. A person might think that he would have the ability to give away with the cherem his own son, his own daughter, his eved ivri, his shivcha ivriya, his Jewish slave. Or stay miknasa, or maybe he should be able to give away with a cheirem, a field that he buys. Tamaloma, that's what the Torah says. No, behema. Ma behema yeshlu ishus lemocha, an animal, something which he could sell. Of course, yeshlu ishus lemocha. What does he have the ability to give away in a cheirem, something which he could sell? One second. Halo bito yeshlu ishus lemocha. A man can sell his daughter. Yes, as an Alma Ivriya. If he has no money, he sells his daughter, she becomes a slave. No, so Yachol Yachim Enes, you might think that she, he could be able to make a cheirim on her again. Tamaloma, that's what the Braisa continues. The comparison is to behema, to animals. An animal, when you can sell it permanently. It's not like you partially sell it and get it back. It's totally sold. But Ami Ria, she's only an Amma until she's 12 and a half. When she's 12 and a half, she leaves. So it's not a permanent sale. So, you know, Afkol Sheishlu is just Lamochal Olam. When he can make a Cheirim on, is those things that he could sell permanently. But a stay mick in a field that he purchased, he can't sell permanently because come Yovel, he was going to give it back, so he couldn't sell it for that term. So there are those things he can't make a cheirem on. So that's what we need the pasuk for. So we need the pasuk to say that from property, from people, and from fields, you can't be machrim all of them. And we need another point to say machrim from the animals to say that haramim are similar to animals, just like animals. Things that you can totally give away. You can only make a cheirim on those things you can totally give away. But you can't make a cheirim on, let's say, something which is not fully yours. You have to give it back anyway, come Yovel. You can't make a cheirim of that. Amar Blezer ben Azar. Blezer ben Azar taught us a lesson. If Hashem says when you make haramim, you can't give it all away. And haramim, one type of them is hektish. It's for Berek Abayis. It's for the repair of the temples. You can't give all of your sheep away. You can't give all of your slaves away. So, if Hashem said, for me, I don't want to take all of it, so certainly you shouldn't give it all away for something else. The Gav, oh, I ain't Adam Rashai. Right? For Hashem, he can't give it all away. Certainly for people.
This is very true, Rabbi. You know, it's a long story, but the guy who created the Snapple iced tea,
yes,
he made millions of dollars.
Sure, yes.
And he said, well, yeah, we put everything under the two boys he has. Under their names. I gave it all to the boys.
Good.
Okay? All. Speaking of Cheirem. The boys got married.
They forgot the father.
Forgot the father. Mm-hmm. He starved to death the guy. You know that?
So you know the Gemara says.
The kids wouldn't give the money to the father. Okay?
It's a very powerful point.
Story,
the, Baruch, the Gemara says that a father is not allowed to give all of his possessions in his lifetime to his child, because then the child will ignore him.
That's
learn from Warren Buffett. Give 99% to tzedakah and 1% to your
children. Now Warren Buffett gave money to foundation, and the foundation hires these kids. That these kids have a lifetime employment.
For my understanding, we are machrimim something. I'm machrim of all.
Right. Giving away. Yes. It's like a guy saying, I'm rejecting it. Cherem. It's away. It's away from me.
So
away from me.
When we talk about cherem, cherem, what are we going to say? Not nim mashu?
No. It's a different meaning of the word.
Uh-huh. So we can use it for
mean something else there.
Two directions.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So then again, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, "Legavoyin adam rashai for the law of hektesh, you can't give everything away. So certainly for other things. So Ein Tana Kama. Does anybody disagree with that? Whereas, no, people do disagree. Yikra beinai adu Rabbi Ila. There's a difference. The lesson of Rabbi Ila. Dam Rabbi Ila Rabbi Ila said, "Bushi skin of the meidat takana nusha." A person shouldn't give away more than a fifth to tzedakah. So according to Blazer ben Azariah, you can't give away more than a fifth to tzedakah. However, Blazer disagrees. He holds that tzedakah is like cheirim, it's like hektish. You can't give everything, give 99%. There's no law of a fifth. Whereas Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is saying, there's a law of a fifth. Ma'aseh be'echad, there was a story with a person, Shabikish Lubazis, Yosef Michoma, she wanted to give away more than a fifth of tzedakah. V'lo'inicha lo chaver, his friends didn't let him do it. Umana, who is this person? Rabbi Yishevav. I mean, the others say it was Rabbi Yishevav, wanted to give away more than a fifth. V'lo'inicha lo chaver, his friend didn't let him do it. Umana, who is that person who didn't let him do it? Rabbi Akiva didn't let him do it. Okay, the next Mishnah. Hamachrim bino ubito. If somebody says that my son is a cherem, my daughter is a cherem. Avdim shivchaso evrim. He says my Jewish slave is a cherem. My female Jewish slave is a cherem. Today miknaso. He says the field that he purchased is a cherem. Ein mukhramim. Nothing took effect. Shein on the machim davar sheino shalo. Person doesn't have the ability to make a cherem of what he doesn't own. Now, not everybody can make charamim. HaKohanim v'Levim ein machim. Kohanim and Levim don't have the ability to make charam. Divrei Yehuda, it's the view of Rabbi Yehuda. It's based on a pasuk. Reb Shimon says HaKohanim ein machim im shacharam shalahem. Kohanim can't make a cherem because when they make a cherem, it goes back to them, so they can't do that. However, Levim can make cherem. They can say this field is cherem to the Kohanim. Shein acharam shalahem. They don't go to the Levim. They go to the Kohanim. Amar Rabbi said, "Near the Rabbi Yehuda b'karkos." I agree with Rabbi Yehuda about lands that both Kohanim and Levim can't make charamim. Shenamer, because it's a pasuk. The pasuk says, "Ki achluzas olam hulahem," for it is an eternal heritage for them. So that's referring to the property that the Levim got, the 42 cities of the Levim. So it's for them, so they can't give it away. They can't make a cherem on it. Whereas I agree with Rabbi Shimon in regards to movables, because the charamim don't belong to them. It goes to the Kohanim. So if a Levi wanted to make a cherem on some movable item, let's hand some sheep, he could do that. Because he's giving it to the Kohanim, he's not just giving it to himself.
So cherem has to be le'olam. That's what he's saying here about b'no b'tov avdo. They are not le'olam,
yes.
No shelo. Even yes. He can sell them for 7 years, but that's it.
That's right.
Sorry, Rabbi.
Very interesting.
Slaves are metardinim, or they're not?
They're compared to land. Yeah. Compared to land. So now, again, Rabbi Yehuda says, Kohanim and Levim cannot make charamim. Rabbi Yehuda, now, let's try to understand Rabbi Yehuda. Vishma Kohanim and Machim, I understand Kohanim can't make charam, shacharam shalahem. Because when they make a charam is to the Kohanim, they can't do it to themselves. El Levim, but Levim, Vishma Makarkoyelo Macharim, okay, maybe they can't give away land the way Rabbi explained because of the Pasuk, because it says about their land. It should be an eternal ancestral heritage. They shouldn't be able to give away their lands. Okay, but why can't Levim make a cherem on some movables? Because the pasuk says, "Mikol asher lo, from all that he has, umizdei achuzaso, and from the field of his heritage." So, "Mikol asher lo," we said, is metalpin. "Stei achuzaso" is land. So there is a linkage between movables and lands. Since they can't give away lands because of the pasuk, the land that they got has to be theirs forever. They can't give that away. So since they can't give away land, therefore they hold. Rabbi Yehuda holds. They also can't give away movables. Now, what about Rabbi Shimon? Rabbi Shimon, Mishmah Kohanim Kedamon. Okay, Rabbi Shimon, I understand it's true about the Kohanim. That's fine. They can't. Kohanim can't make haram because it's just to give to themselves. It's circular. That doesn't work. El Levim, but Levim, Bishma Letaltlin Lechrim. I understand why they can give away Metaltlin. According to Rabbi Shimon, the low Makish, because he doesn't compare Metaltlin to land. He doesn't link the two. But when it comes to land, Amai, why would Rabbi Shimon hold that Levim can make a cherem on their land and give it away to the Kohanim? But didn't Hashem say about their land, Achuzas Olam Hilahem, it should be theirs forever?
So
how can they give it away?
They cannot.
So Gemara says, okay. Mai Machim and Amidukamar, Metaltlin. When Rabbi Shimon says that Levim can make a cherem, he means they can make a cherem on movables. What do you mean? That's not going on. Remember, the Mishnah had three opinions. It was Rabbi Yehuda,
yeah.
Rabbi Shimon, and then Rabbi. Rabbi's splitting it. One second, Amidah Ketani Seif, what did it say at the end? Rabbi, Amar Rabbi, Nerid of Rabbi Yehuda, I agree with Rabbi Yehuda, but Makarke. I agree with Rabbi Yehuda about land, that the Levium can't give away. There, Rabbi Shimon, I agree with Rabbi Shimon, who holds Levium could give away, B'metalfi, about movables. Nechlau, already saying, I agree with Rabbi Shimon on this. Apparently, someone disagrees with Rabbi Shimon on this. The Rabbi Shimon Mekarkoi Namikov. Rabbi Shimon says you could give away land too. He says, but on that I agree with Rabbi Yehuda. So Gemara says, "Ahikam, this is what it means." Amar Rebbe, Rebbe is saying, here in the Rebbe Yehuda, Lur Rebbe Shimon Bekarkos. Rebbe Shimon agrees with Rebbe Yehuda, who says Levium can't give away in regards to land, because the Pasuk says about the land that it has to be theirs, as is, he said correctly, Achuzat Olam, an eternal heritage. Shaf Rebbe Shimon lo nechlak el b'metalfin. Rebbe Shimon himself was only arguing about movables. Avul b'makarkoi, but when it comes to land, modulay agrees to Rebbe Yehuda. Okay, so that completes so that discussion.
They cannot give up land and movables.
Well, according to Rebbe Yehuda, they can't give away movables. According to Rebbe Shimon, they can give away movables. Halacha, yeah, I think so. Yeah, it's like Rebbe Yehuda.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
So they cannot give more donations? Is that what you're saying?
No, they can't give cheirim vows. They can't make cheirim vows.
Okay, fine. But donations?
Yeah, they can give.
How did Levites get the land anyhow?
Hashem gave them 42 cities with fields around them.
But the Kohanim, they get them from the Yogur time, you know.
Yes, through the Steachuzas that were given, right?
Okay, but after that,
then it's the Kohanim.
The Levites, how did they get? They had them from original.
They had those original 42 cities, and then I guess if one Levi went into business, he could have.
Okay, now the Kohanim, when they got the land, didn't they have to pay like 10% of it to the levies of the land? You know, according to this,
Truma Sizer, no.
Yeah. So they kept the whole 100%, Rabbi?
They kept it, yeah.
Selfish.
They were poor people. They were poor scholars.
Levies too, they were poor.
Also poor scholars.
You have to give
10%
of whatever they got to the
land. All right. Amar Reb Chiya Bar Avin. Reb Chiya Bar Avin said, if a person says about movable objects that they're cheirim, knows when kol koin shiirtzit, can give it to whatever coin he wants. Shenamar kol cheirim b'Yisrael, every cheirim amongst the Jews, l'chayiyeh, shall be yours to Aaron. Alright. Let's say a person says that his fields are cherim. Then Nosan Lakoin Shaboso Mishmar. Then he gives it to the Kohen who is on duty then he made the cherim. Kohen of that Mishmar. Shinamar, because the Pasuk says, Kizdea cherim Lakoin Tiyahuzaso. Like the field of cherim to the Kohen shall be his ancestral heritage. Right? So this is the case that we've been talking about. A steachuza that was made holy. It wasn't redeemed by the guy who made it holy. So now kam yovel, it goes to the Kohen. The Torah says it goes to the Kohen kizdeach cherem, like the fields of charamim. So therefore, v'gamar la Kohen migezel ager. So we learn gzeira shava. Says here, La Coin, there's another thing which goes to the coin. Let's say somebody steals. In other words, I had money of yours that I was supposed to watch. You asked for it back. I said I never got it from you. I denied that I got it. I swore falsely. Then I admit that I swore falsely. So if I admit that I swore falsely, I need to give you back the money plus the fifth, and I have to bring a carbon. What happens if the person who's the victim of a person's oath is himself a ger? A stranger, a convert. So a convert doesn't have relatives. When the convert died, who is going to get that gift of the amount back plus a fifth in order to gain atonement for the false oath? That goes to the Kohanim. The Torah says there, it's like, since it says there, La Kohen, it says over here, Cheirim La Kohen, it says Beste Achuzo La Kohen. These are all compared to each other. So, one second. Vahasami Nalan. Now, where do we know that money of the amount and a fifth is given to the Kohenim of that Mishmar? Titania, that's based on the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, La Hashem, the guilt payment is for God, and then La Kohen, for the Kohen. In other words, Kno Hashem, Hashem acquires it. When a son of La Kohen Shabosu Mishmar, Hashem is giving it to the Kohen who's on duty right now. Atom La Kohen Shabosu Mishmar, he's saying to the Kohen who's working now. Maybe it's that the one who stole and who swore falsely can give it to any Kohen he wants to. The answer is Kishoma, since it says, Novad Ela Kipurim Asher Yechaper Bo Olav, besides the Ram of Atonement with which he will get atonement. So now the Ram of Atonement is given to the kohen who's on duty then. So that's referring to the kohen who's on duty then. So therefore we know that Gezel Ager goes to the kohen Shabosom Mishmar, because Gezel Ager payments are compared to Ela Kippurim, to a Ram of Atonement. Okay, then it says about Gezel Ager La Kohen. So therefore we know that La Kohen of Steachuza also goes to the kohen of that Mishmar. And since it says about Steachuza La Kohen, it says about Cherem, Kis Steachherem is like Steachuzas, that's what we know that Steacherem, the fields of Cherem, also go to the Kohen of that Mishmar. Alright. Sada Yotzel Kohanim Yovel, the field that's given to Kohanim during Yovel, right? A guy made his field holy, his ancestral field, he didn't redeem it. Come Yovel, it gets given out to the Kohanim who are there. Which Kohanim? Nos nala mishmar shapagabo Yovel. You give it to that shift of Kohanim that happens to be working that week that has Yom Kippur in it. Okay, Iboilu had a question. Pagabo b'Shabbos mai. Now we know mishmaros would switch on Shabbos. So what happens if Yom Kippur that year, the year of Yovel's on Shabbos? So now do you divide it between the two mishmaros? So Amar Pchia Bar Ami, Mishmeid Ulpana. Rabbi Bar Ami said in the name of, you know, teachings that he had learned, Nosla Mishmar Yotzi, you give it to the Mishmar that is exiting, because that's the Mishmar that was on at night. The Mishmaros would shift during the day. So that was the Mishmar that was on at night, and at night is when Yovel starts. Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Tanyam Yoch, we also learned in a braisa like this, that really the beginning of the day, the beginning of Yom Kippur, begins the laws of Yovel. Nimtis Atza Omer, it comes out that you're saying, Echad Yovel v'Echad Shviyas, both Yovel and Shemitah, Mishamtin Ke'echad. They create a relinquishment right away. So, just like Shemitah creates a relinquishment of debts, Shemitah's Ksafim, when you go from Shemitah into Yovel, Yovel means you have to relinquish your land and give it back to the guy you bought it from. So it goes back to the ancestral owners.
So one second.
So Yovel b'tchila. So Yovel does it at the beginning of the year. At the beginning of the year, you have to give back the land that you purchased from the guy who had inherited to the one who's inheriting. Shemitah b'sofa. Shemitah at the end of the year is when the loan has to be forgiven by the lender to the borrower. Yeah.
You're saying that Yovel, for Yovel purpose, the year starts from Yom Kippur? Is that what you're saying?
We're going to get to that soon. Some aspects of Yovel start on Yom Kippur, yes. One second.
Okay.
No, there's anything. Adrabba. But the opposite. Mishimachi Avai. It's because, right, it's because you have Shemitah making you let go of all the loans, that's why at the beginning of Yovel you have to give back the fields, and not later in Yovel. So you say, yeah, absolutely, let's change the price, same Pnesha Yovel, because Yovel is at the beginning, and Shemitah is at the end. Okay. Bishma Shvias Bisofa, Shemitah at the very end of Shemitah, you have to give back the loan. It says, Miket Sheva Shanim, at the end of 7 years, Ta'aseh Shemitah. That's when you do a releasing of the debts. El Yovel, but Yovel b'tchilaso. Does Yovel start at the beginning of the year? And at the beginning of the year, you give the field back? Yom Kippurimu. It's on Yom Kippur. It says, B'Yom HaKippurim Taviru Shofar B'chol Artzechem. On Yom Kippur, you blow the shofar, and everything goes back. Mar says, Hamani, this braisa, which says that Yovel and Shemitah come together, it's Rabbi Shmuel b'nosh Rabbi Yochanan Broka hi. It's Rabbi Shmuel, the son of Rabbi Yochanan Broka. The Amar who said, Mi Rosh Hashanah, hu dechayu Yovel. Rosh Hashanah, that ready on Rosh Hashanah, Yovel takes effect. Shama Chizkia bar Biluti. Va'azal Amar Kamedir Bavo. Chizkia bar Biluti heard this, and he went and he said it in front of Rebavo, and he asked the following: V'lakish b'tzalten l'karkoi. Why did Reb Chiya Bar Avin say that Cheirim land is given to the Kohanim of the Mishmar, but Cheirim of movable objects could be given to any Kohen? We should compare the movables to the land. Just like the land goes to the Kohanim of this Mishmar, the movables should go to the Kohanim of this Mishmar. Answer the Gemara Lav Tanai. It's not. Isn't that a Machlokas Tanaim? Ikadamakish. Right, I'm sorry, isn't this issue a Machlokas Tanaim? The Ikadamakish, Ikadalomakish. We said some compare movables to land, others don't. When Reb Chiya Bar Avin said his law was Kemad Amar Lo Makshinan, it's like the opinion that says that we don't compare one to the other. All right, let's start the Mishnah. Cherme Kohanim Ein Lem Pidyon. A cherim given to Bekdek Abayis can be redeemed, but a cherim given to the Kohanim can't be redeemed. Elanosim LeKohanim Kitchuma. You give it to the Kohanim the way you give chuma to Kohanim. Reb Yudah ben Maseir Omer, Reb Yudah says, what happens if a person just says the word cherim? We don't know what he meant. Did he mean a cherim as a gift to the Kohanim, or does he mean a cherim as a gift to the temple? So stam charam contributed by Misera as lebedek abayis. That means to the temple. Shneimer it says kol cherem kodesh kadosh mul Hashem. Anytime you use the word cherem, it's holiest of holiest to God. Chacham say no. Stam charam lekohanim. If you use the word cherem, it means to the kohanim. Shneimer it says kizdei acherem lakohen tihiyeh achuz aso. Im kein lamin amar kol cherem kodesh kadosh mul Hashem. So what does he do with the other pasuk? Shachal kachay kachim al kachay kalim. Cherem can take effect on Kadshe Kadshim or Kadshim Kalim. Now, Mishnah explains this. What does that mean? Machrim Adam as Kadashim. A person can make his carbon a Cherim. Bein Kadshe Kadshim, Bein Kadshim Kalim. Whether it's Kadshe Kadshim or Kadshim Kalim. Ibn Nadar. If, let's say, the carbon was a Nadar, no sin to him. He gives their value. The Midav, and if it was Harezu, no sin is Tovas, and he gives the benefit. So, a guy said, "Shor ze ola." This ox isn't ola. Om din kam adam rot zelitim b'shor ze la lo so ola af bishen rasha. Evaluate how much a person will want to pay for this ox to offer it as an ola that he doesn't have to bring. Habachor, if it's a bachor, bein tam or bein balmum, whether it's a tam or a balmum, achimino, so you can also make a cherem on it. Case at podno, so how do you redeem it? How much would a person want to give for this bechor in order to give it to his relative who is a kohen? That's the amount that he has to give to Bedek Habayis. Okay, Bezrat Hashem, we'll continue again tomorrow with this Mishnah. Is there a minion here?
Yeah.
That's a good work with Zachary Israel.